Wizard.
Hey, Kid Craddock in the house.
Oh, hey, come on in.
This is Kid Craddock in the morning.
Thank you for these beautiful porcelain implants. They are amazing.
I want JC.
I'm the one you're in love with. Sing
right.
To me.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I have come to the realization that most people are a little bit smarter than me.
No doubt.
Ah! Oh my God, Kelly's so good.
She used to get paid to do that.
Oh God.
Really?
Kid Craddock in the morning starts now.
And away we go.
Welcome to the show. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. That's the name of it. And it's also my name. Not in the morning, but the Kid Craddock part.
Uh-huh.
And here's Kelly Raspberry, and that's really her name.
That really is. Up three times with my daughter last night, and twice with a puppy puking in the bed.
Oh.
Ew. I was so ready to come to work this
what
morning.
What a great night. Here's
great
Big Al.
Nothing warms my heart more than hearing my boss sing Alicia Keys first thing in the morning.
Oh, you were listening.
I was listening, dude.
Yeah.
Back there on the piano.
I don't really know any of the words, but
yeah, I know.
Piano in my office. Hey, JC.
I like that us dudes have a little soap opera going on right now with the Manti Te'o thing
and
the Lance Armstrong. That's the only time when we can invest in a manly soap opera like this.
Yeah.
It's like Housewives of Men, for a change.
Right. You can sit in front of the TV and be like, yeah, I'm into this right now.
And it's all the same stuff, too. Like, you lie.
Yeah, you liar.
Hey, Jenna.
Shocking news from the first physical I've had in 8 years.
Uh-oh. Mm.
I'm only 5'4 and a half.
What'd you think
all
you were?
This time I thought I was 5'6, and I've been diagnosed with severe ADHD.
Come on.
Severe.
Wow. Severe?
Huh. Severe.
Now, which one is it? Like, you're five... Which one's more shocking?
That I'm 5'4 and a half.
Okay. 5'4 and a half.
Are you trying to be like a dude and add an extra inch and a half?
No. I'm shrinking. When I had to do physicals for soccer before college, I was 5'5 and three quarters.
Yeah.
I'm 5'4 and a half.
Gravity does that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it starts at your age. You know, usually it starts around 75.
You think it's because I don't drink any milk?
I don't know.
No. Do I have osteoporosis?
No.
No.
I think,
you can just go ahead and say you do.
I don't mean to be like, but isn't some of that ADD medicine make your, doesn't that, some stuff that affect your bones?
But I just got diagnosed with ADD.
Yeah, so she hasn't been on ADD medicine. What does that look for?
Has she not? I don't know.
Okay. I mean, no. Yeah, sure. I mean, I've taken it a couple of times. But
isn't that one of the reasons people say you shouldn't use that stuff because it affects your bone density and mass?
I've never heard anything about it.
Never heard that.
About Adderall and bone density. Never heard anything about it.
Maybe that might explain some of your shrinkage, though. I'm just saying.
You're talking to Kid?
Yeah, I'm looking at Kid.
You're looking at me.
Oh, you got shrinkage.
Oh, wow.
What is shrinkage?
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. I might get pulled into this. So
he said shrinkage.
Were you measured 5'6 somewhere? Like literally measured 5'6?
Yeah, because when you get, I got a soccer scholarship, so you have to go through a physical, and that's the last time I got one of those.
Well, how about a driver's license? You stand up next to that thing that shows exactly how many inches you are.
No, they let you lie on that one.
You can put whatever you want on
you
there,
just
baby.
Write down. You,
oh, really?
Yeah.
And you write
it's
down
like
your
mug shots.
Oh, then I'm 6'1".
Yeah, you could be.
Why do you tell me this stuff?
You can even write down your own whatever hair color you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I could say I'm blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 6'1".
Yeah, you can put on that bad boy. You weigh 215. If you want
people
to.
Don't care. They just
But I get pulled over, and the cop's like, "That's not you."
Well,
then what?
It used to be
shrinkage.
That used to be me.
Yeah.
I used to be 6'1", blonde hair, and blue eyes.
I shrunk.
Yeah. No, he's going to think I'm a terrorist.
My mom put me in the dryer.
Yeah. Your picture matches.
I think you're a very tall terrorist.
Yeah, the only time you can truly weigh yourself is when you're exiting, or measure yourself is when you're exiting the 7-Eleven.
That's right.
It's right there by the door.
That's off too.
So when you're in case you're robbing the place, they know how tall you are.
That's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And gives me a really warm feeling when I'm leaving, too. Like, nothing bad's going to happen in here. Here's where they measure for the murderer.
As the guy's walking out.
Yeah. Right.
Or the homeless man with pepper spray,
uh-huh.
In my experience.
Oh, you had that guy? Yeah. It's a crazy world out there.
It is.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9 and a half at my last check. I haven't started shrinking yet.
You haven't?
Yeah, me neither.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Pretty tall.
I'm pretty tall for a chick.
I wish I was taller. I'm jealous.
Nah. A lot of guys don't like that.
Yeah, I do.
And I can't wear a heel. I'm like a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, 5 pounds, you don't even notice the taller you are with a girl.
You notice. Well, you don't notice as much. That's true. But
so,
still.
It's a double-edged sword. Yeah. Fewer men. But less obvious weight gain.
There you go.
Life's a trade-off.
It is. Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Anybody watch it? You know, it was Martin Luther King Day yesterday.
Shut up.
Did anybody watch the inauguration?
I did.
Part of it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was too long. I'm sorry.
All
the news channels turned to it so early that by the time I missed the president's speech, I went and walked the dogs and came back when that part was over.
Poor little Malia, is that her name? She was,
she was yawning
and boring.
It was long. Yeah. Watching them come down the hallway. Now, you know, I get watching the motorcade for a minute, and I get watching them enter the grandstands.
Yeah.
But watching them come down the hall and those steps, clunk, 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 clunk. I mean, every step you can
good
hear.
Good or bad? What's your point of view on that?
It just was boring. I mean, I don't need to see them come down the steps and hear the footsteps.
It was interesting. And then at the end, when Obama turned around, he's like, I want to look one last time. And he just stood there.
He'll never see this again.
Yeah.
True. And that's true. I mean, that's his last inauguration. Yeah. It's the last time he'll see that. I mean, just to take that in had to be.
Yeah.
Unless he somehow uses his presidential power to become a dictator.
Yeah.
To become a dictator.
There's always that possibility.
Rule our country forever.
Pretty tough to do.
I hear he messed up the oath again.
Did he?
Let's hear it.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
States.
Well, it's very cold.
It was cold, yeah.
So that might have been, you know.
But that's two inaugurations, two flubs.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear. That I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully.
Man, these two guys need to rehearse.
Yeah.
This is kind of a big deal.
He's nervous.
You know what? Have a script. Something.
He's trying to listen to the guy.
You know what he reminds me of? That Chief Justice or whoever it was that was giving that?
Who?
He reminds me of the waiter that doesn't have a pad, that walks up to the table. What can I get you guys?
Oh, dude.
But he wants to impress you with his memory skills.
Yeah. And then you tell him,
I don't want to be impressed by your memory skills. I want the food to be right.
Because, you order a burger and you're like, I don't want onions.
None of this, none of that.
Or tomatoes,
some of this,
please.
Some of that.
You sure got that?
There's three other people here. You're going to forget, Mom.
Yeah, I got it.
Sometimes it's at the waiter. The restaurant I worked at, we were not allowed to write.
Oh, wow. That's just dumb.
You weren't allowed to write?
They taught us shorthand code memorization for things.
So if you have a party of 10, you still can't write?
Especially when it's a steak place and they're ordering it different.
Yeah.
You know, the way they want to cook.
22 medium, 29 medium rare.
MR.
MP mashed potato, MC macaroni and cheese. Oh my God, 22 MC or MP. I can't remember medium rare. I can't remember.
You weren't cut it out for waiting tables.
No.
Well, neither.
I'm just taking a guess.
Well, neither is that guy. He gave the inauguration.
He's actually done the inauguration four times.
Wow.
He did it twice last year.
He never got it right?
He messed it up last year, and this year it was because he did it on the 20th, and he was supposed to do it again yesterday.
Yeah, because they already had the legal inauguration.
Yeah, yesterday
the day
was
before.
Just for
show. Okay. Beyonce sang the national anthem. There was some talk that her monitors were messed up and that the first 90 seconds are shaky. I haven't heard it.
I heard it.
I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. She did pull her earpiece out.
Uh-oh.
Around those massive emerald. Everybody's talking about her earrings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Millions of dollars worth of emerald. You know what I thought? She matched her earrings to the tape on the microphone.
Wow.
She is that obsessed with coordination.
People were hating on that dress, man.
Really?
Beyonce's?
Michelle's dress.
I was going to say, was it pants?
Yeah. What was wrong with it?
The designer is from Taiwan. He's been banned from Taiwan, apparently.
Oh.
I don't know why he got banned. Maybe he wasn't communist enough or something.
I thought she was wearing
Michael Kors.
It was Tom Brown or somebody.
Tom Brown, Jane Brown, Tom Brown. Somebody named Pulu or something like that.
That might have been for something else. She wore several outfits.
Pulu?
But she wore a dress. It was kind of interesting. This gentleman, Tom, who was it?
Jane Brown.
Tom Brown. Anyway, he's known for menswear.
T-H-O-M.
Tom, he's crossing over, and that's what he was saying. They were saying this morning.
Tom Ford?
Whoever.
Well, there's Tom Brown and Tom Ford, and they're comparable.
This is T-H-O-M, whoever.
That's Tom Brown.
Tom McCann.
He's known for menswear. He's crossing over. So she was wearing like this flared skirt thing, and it was almost like leggings. Mm. I thought they were boots at first, but it was like skinny leggings with the dress. It was kind of a different.
Wait, the shoes were connected? How about pants with shoes connected to it?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be a fashion forward.
She looked really good.
Yeah.
If the first lady's going to wear it,
now you're talking.
It's going to be cool, you know?
Save one step in the morning.
Yeah, you just put them on. You got your shoes on already.
Pants with shoes connected. Dominique!
No, they...
Dominique!
Kid, they
please reserve the website. Shoes.
Pants with shoes connected.com.
Pants with shoes connected.com.
If it's taken...
get really cool.
Oh, no. You're not in. Put that, it's my website.
They have things here. Like this, like super designer, these boots that go all the way up into like Spanx.
Maybe where you shop.
Strippers,
but
wear
let me tell you this.
Like
at the outlet mall, I've never seen pants with shoes in them.
It'll trickle down.
Pants with shoes in them is genius.
That's it.
Are
pants
that waiters?
With shoes in them. That, nobody get that. Pants with shoes in them.
Don't they make that for fishing?
Dominique, simpler. Pants with shoes in them.
Oh, yeah, they do make that for fishing.
On them.
In them.
Pants with shoes on them.
I-N-E-M.
No,
in them.
On them.
On them. O-N.
On them.
I love that.
They already have those with the suspenders so you can go fishing and not get wet.
No,
those are waders.
Feet.
They're on your feet.
Oh.
The shoes
they're like boots.
In, the waders.
They're like rain boots, but they go all the way up to your nipples.
Okay, that's different. Those are just really tall boots. I want pants.
No, they're not. They
zipper.
Go all the way.
Oh, my
I want
gosh.
Pants
kid,
with a
this
zipper.
This is not original. They have things like this
no,
in
it
high
is original.
Fashion for fishermen.
Oh, sure. That's what they told Einstein.
There's a guy. Hold on, sorry.
That's
there's
a dumb idea, Albert.
There's a guy in my apartment building. Oh, he's not listening to us because he's stupid. This guy.
Well, then he probably is.
Where's his pants?
If you're talking.
Swear to you. Where's his pants? And they are up to his nipples.
Yeah.
He has warm-up pants, and he looks like the tan lady, that white lady that goes tanning all the time.
That's a very good look, I must say.
He's that color, and his hair looks like Einstein, and he wears his warm-up pants all the way up to his nipples.
Wow.
Everything. They look like pants.
Does he wear tiny little shirts?
I can't. This is all the part of the show I can see. Would, like from
because,
the neck to the nipple.
Because you wouldn't be able to see the where the pants
Yeah, you could
stop
wear those 80s crop
unless
top thing.
The shirt
right.
doesn't go over the pants.
The shirt is tucked in.
Tucked into the pants.
It's tucked in.
It has to be a tiny little shirt.
Yeah, dude. It needs to be a crop top because that's the trend now. High-waisted with the crop top showing a little bit of skin in between.
We need to come up with the crop top t-shirt for the dudes that wear the pants all the way up like that.
So you could see some of his underboobs.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll put it as a link from pants with shoes in them.
You better be careful calling out weird neighbors.
Dude, I'm just, and he's definitely afraid of dogs.
You really need to be.
How do you? You sound like the creep. You know everything about him. He's afraid of dogs.
I live there.
Hold on. Shut up a minute. Pants with shoes on him is taken. What are we getting instead?
On him.
Who's got pants with shoes on him?
Oh gosh.
Is it an actual website?
Oh, I got it.
Or is it just one of those parked things? It's parked, isn't it?
Bikini.
Wait
pants
a minute.
With
these,
shoes in them.
You know, you greedy guys with your
bikini
parked,
pants.
With your parked website.
They're squatters.
I'm trying to start a business.
I hate squatters.
Bikini pants?
Bikini. That's what you went with.
Bikini pants with shoes
How?
On.
That's not a bikini if it's got. Never mind, dude.
I don't know.
You just make my head hurt. Stupid.
I'm going to start over.
All right. Hizzy Wood Hizzle coming up next. What's one way to get booted from the inauguration party? How about going to an anti-Obama rant on stage?
Well,
that'll do it.
That'll do it, yeah.
And Justin Bieber goes from smoking weed to showing crack.
Crack is black, Justin.
All that coming up in the Hizzywood Hizzle.
We'll be right back with kids' opinions on...
Why don't you stick to the celebrity stuff, gossip boy?
Never mind. Hizzle's next on Kid Craddock in the Morning.